Welcome to a brand new episode of Client Interviews. Today we have Evan Barnes from Canada. He started with us back in October of 2021 when he was doing 4K a month, just struggling, fighting against himself, self-doubt. From there, last month, he's just hit his first ever 25K month, 9 months after working with us. So in this interview, we get to hear Evan's experience, how he leveled up his internal world, how he use different tactics and strategies even. We're just going to really get down into Evan's life and as a 23-year-old, how he did it, how he went from that dark place that I remember when you started off with us and how you've, you know, made such a huge transformation. Because even when I look at you right now, dude, I see like just like a different energy, a different vibe from that first day you got on that first coaching call and how uncertain, how shaky you sounded.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm happy to be on because, you know, one thing I was telling Kwazi right before hopping on this call is that when I joined his program, my goal was to get one of these interviews, you know, get results so good that I could hop on. And so here we are. I'm excited.
Dude, I haven't done an interview in, I think it's been almost like 4 or 5 months. This is crazy. Cause I used to love doing these. Like a few people who watch, they just get really motivated. They get really excited. They're like, oh my God, I can use this. And they get inspired, you know, because at the end of the day, if we just get a little bit of motivation, we could just get things kickstarted that we once wanted to. When you joined the program, you were 22. You already had a business, but I want to go even further back than that. What even made you want to become an entrepreneur? Why did you even want your own business?
It's kind of funny because I didn't, for the longest time, I didn't actually know that entrepreneurship was a thing. Like I knew that rich people existed, but like when I was, you know, 6 years old, 7 years old, I was like on my parents' computer, you know, making YouTube channels, like Pokemon channels.
Yeah.
Then it slowly evolved into, you know, I made a little carpentry business when I was 12. The short answer here is that it's just in me. I don't know. I find that's the case for a lot of people. I've met a few great people in RM, but yeah, I digress. I got into the University of Toronto for math and computer science because I didn't even think this was a possibility.
Yeah.
And then I was in there, I started a Shopify store, I was doing Facebook ads. In one of my classes, there was a kid sitting there who was just, you know, coding away like a madman. And I remember distinctly looking at him and thinking like, you know, I've tried making games, like mobile games in the summer, and I made them, but I just started to fall in love with the marketing and like that side of things. And that's, you know, I went home and did Facebook ads for fun. I didn't go home and code for fun. So I was like, I'm in the wrong place. And I ended up dropping out after only 1 year, good student, great career path, all that sort of thing. Parents weren't too happy up front. Took a while to kind of get around to them, but
yeah,
you know, coming around today, it's, you know, clearly was a good decision. What got me into business was just, I don't know, I just liked it and it was always a thing for me.
There's no like, you know, feel good story of like, you know, I hated my career, you know, I hated the idea of working in a job or nothing like that.
Oh, there's all of it. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I hated school since I was a kid. My bare minimum mark that I could get in school, staying out of trouble, was about like A plus, B minus, right around there. And so that's where I was for my entire life because I'd just go home and do this stuff for fun. Yeah. And then, you know, when it came time to get into university, like I got burnt out so fast because I did really well in all my classes. I got into a top school, whatever, but it was just like, I got burned out so fast and I just hated it, man. I was like, I got into my first year and I was like, I can't do this for another 4, let alone another 54. Right.
Yeah. That's something similar I went through, but I mean, you know, when you do something you don't fully enjoy, but then you find like one or two little things that kind of your personality wise, like for example, if you're someone who's competitive, you like to compete and you like scores and stuff. So I kind of like convinced myself, hey, let's see how well I can do. Let's see what's the best grade I can get and graduate with. But then like you come to a certain point where you're like, oh man, I got to do this career for 60 years. Fuck that.
You know, so I was like, exactly.
So you started with Shopify and then how did you end up with doing marketing for real estate agents?
Yeah. So I did all right with Shopify. And then I did kind of the dead opposite of all right with Shopify. I ended up being at one point $600 in Facebook ads debt from there, I was like, okay, I'm not doing anything other than entrepreneurship. I left school. I was like, I don't care what happens, right? My dad was trying to tell me, oh, you need X amount in your bank account to not go back, you know, in the new school year. I was like, not a chance, right? No way. And so I knew sales was an important skill. From there, I started applying to different sales jobs. I did a door-to-door sales job and I was like, it's 34 outside. I have heat stroke on my fourth day. I actually closed sales in the first week. That's where I learned I was a natural at sales. But I was like, screw that. I'm out. Anxiety was insane too. My sales anxiety, dude, like we can get into that a little bit later, but my sales anxiety was brutal. Even when I joined RM, it was still lingering a little bit. And that was like 2 or 3 years later. From there, I was like, okay, well, maybe I can do phone sales. I mean, that sounds a little less nerve-wracking, you know, a little more comfortable because I'm an introvert.
Yep.
And
you're an introvert and you're a natural salesman.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you push yourself to do sales as an introvert. That's something I want to get into.
Yeah, because I knew, man, I was like, I'll do anything. Like, I do not care. I'll do, you know, basically anything in order to make this a reality for me. My goal is like make 50K a year in profit. That's all I want. I applied to a few different sales jobs. I went for an interview with these two realtors that were like 5 minutes from me. I told them I had done Facebook ads. I was applying though for an ISA position, inside sales agent, but told them I did Facebook ads. They were like, that's perfect. We're looking for a Facebook ads guy too. I joined there and I started bringing in their leads and booking their appointments for them. The rest is history. It was an accident, honestly.
So you accidentally got into this niche?
Yeah.
That's sick. That's how the best things happen.
I know. It's kind of crazy because now I'm like, I'm talking with like some of the top brokers in the city, like friends with them. People I've met in RM are crazy too. And it's just like, it's been so insane to see my journey from that point where I was literally in debt to Facebook to, you know, this point. And now I still see myself as just getting started.
I mean, there's no doubt. You're literally like, it's spiking up and then you plateau, spike up. But then overall trend, it's like when you focus on the right things, it overall naturally trends up. What made you want to join RM? Like what point were you at in your life that made you want to join Reality Mastery that you thought like, hey, this is the next step for me?
I felt like I had tried everything in my business. And, you know, for a while, I actually completely neglected mindset. That's total BS, like law of attraction or whatever. It's just a bunch of, I don't even know that, I wouldn't say I thought it was like a sham, but I just didn't think that mindset was important. After a while, my confidence was really low, my self-confidence in general, and I'd known that for years. My confidence was really low, came out of a massive experience of shiny object syndrome. So I knew my focus was off. And I had heard about Alex Hormozi's model of skills, beliefs, character traits. Mm. And I was thinking, well, you know, I'm setting a goal for myself to be at 10K a month in 18 months. I'm confident I can do that. But that was my goal, man. Like that was a really low goal. You know, I was setting myself out to like, you know, triple in 18 months. And now I'm, you know, doing, you know, setting much larger, but still realistic goals than that. But the confidence was low. The belief in myself in what I could do was low. And there were just so many other little mental blocks. Like I had experienced some things where, you know, one of them was saying to me like, oh, you know, like you're not as good as you think you are. And, you know, that may have been a reality check for me, but at the same time, it was like that, like having low confidence to begin with, that stuck with me for like a long time. And that really damaged me. And so in joining RM, it allowed me to kind of, you know, loosen these things up. And, you know, again, with the shiny object syndrome thing, I was switching up what I was doing all the time. It was like, oh, I'm going to sell, you know, an ad service for $2,500 a month. And then it was, oh, I'm going to, you know, screw that. I'm going to sell a course for $2K up front flat. Yeah. And I just changed things up like 50 times. Business is always a hobby to me.
Yeah.
And I could do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. So I'd switch up whenever I saw something new and enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And I would get bored with projects after a little while, but that's not the reality of actually running a business, right?
You can't
just get bored and switch the new thing because you'll never get anywhere.
Apart from the shiny object syndrome, you mentioned like the lack of confidence. You believe that mindset was a sham, law of attraction was a sham. What got you to the point where you were like, okay, this is what I need. This is definitely what I need. Like, what were you stuck with at the time? When you joined, you were at 4K a month. How long were you stuck at 4K? What were you really stuck with that made you think, you know what, this is the next step for me?
Yeah, so I was at 4K for about probably 3 months. And that was the best I'd been doing, period. Because before that, I was averaging 2K, 1.5, something like that. The big click for me was I have this cold email method that works like 75% above KPI. And I got that in January of 2021. I created it and got it working, and it was profitable. I made my first sale with it. I made another sale with it, hired a VA to take control of it. VA left and I stopped doing it. And then summer rolls around and I'm like, why did I, like, I'm just getting in my own way, man. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I have so much, like, the amount of knowledge I take in is ridiculous. Like, I actually stopped now because I just don't need to anymore, because I know what I need to do. It's just the work needs doing. But at this time, it was like, I was completely getting in my own way and not doing what needed to be done.
What makes you think that you were getting in your own way? Because I think for the viewers watching this, you know, they want to be able to distinguish, like, hey, do I really have a mindset problem, or do I have a strategic or a tactical problem? How did you decipher that?
Dude, I was like, on my sales calls, sometimes I would flat out self-sabotage. I remember one time I got a sale. It was for like $4,800 or something. I basically did the opposite of reassuring the guy after he said, yeah, let's do it. And then he pretended his power cut out. And I was like, also to add on, you know, why it wasn't a tactical thing or a strategy thing. It's like, I've been at the time I was copywriting for a few years already, you know, had the knack for sales, and I was closing at a decent rate already to be profitable. Yeah. I didn't have the volume, and it was volume. I just didn't have the lead volume, but I had working systems where all I had to do was just do more. Just tell the VA, hey, just, can you send double? That's it. That's literally the difference between where I was and where I am now. At that point, I was like, I'm totally in my own way. It's all in my head.
So did you know back then that if you just doubled it, you would be able to get double the results?
I think I knew, honestly. I'd say it's in between. You know, I did have those shiny object moments where it was like, oh, if I sell a course, it'll be easier to grow, right?
That's it's funny because you were thinking differently back then, right? Like your thinking was like more like shotgun thinking, like scatterbrain thinking. Yeah. You know, you're like, instead of doubling what I'm doing now to get more results, I'm going to try something else and build it up from scratch, which is infinitely harder than just doubling what you're already doing, right?
It's insanity.
You literally are thinking differently than how you used to think. But looking back, you don't see that, right? Because you're like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I didn't do it. I kind of knew that I should have done it, right?
Exactly. And, you know, those things were probably the main ones that helped me realize, like, okay, it's my problem. It's like, it's me against myself, that kind of problem, as opposed to me against, you know, the prospects and how good my marketing is.
Tell me more about the sales anxiety. What does that look like?
Really bad, because I'm generally a pretty shy guy. Today it's gone.
It's gone like completely. Like you don't even feel it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if I take a week off, my first call, I get a little nervous. But now it's nervousness as opposed to anxiety.
Like crippling anxiety.
Dude, it was like, I kid you not, if I had a call on a Wednesday at 3 p.m., you know, the Tuesday at 9 p.m., it started. And it was just this pit in my stomach, this like feeling like something's grabbing me on the inside, full on just gut-wrenching anxiety is the best way I can describe it. And it was just this recurring theme that just felt like it would never end.
How did you deal with that at the time?
I looked up, you know, what's the deal with sales anxiety, basically? Like, is this, you know, can you actively get over it? Is it something that takes time? In part, it's just something that you kind of have to get over to a certain extent. So for a while, I just let it happen.
Yeah.
But when I had done door to door, I, you know, got cussed out once or twice. So I was a little like shaken up from that, I think.
Your survival instincts start to play a part. You know, you're like trying to protect yourself, both the ego, like the mental side of it, and the physical body as well. It's the same reaction. And guess what? Like when your survival mechanism comes in, like it turns on, you can't control anything. You're like physically tensed up, you know, so you can't focus on the right thing. You can only focus on the right thing if you have your faculties available to control, when it's loose and relaxed. If your muscles are loose and relaxed, you can apply it to do something. If they're tense all the time, then you can't move it. They're stiff. You're a stiff person.
And it's funny you mentioned that, because I had a big experience with, like, I started getting tension headaches, and it was like in my legs and stuff. It was one point I had 14 headaches in a month. Part of it was, you know, financial constraint. Because another thing I did to screw myself over, this was actually like right before I joined your program, dumbest thing ever looking back. But basically I was selling it at like a 3K price point. There was some advice online that said, you know, just like boost your prices up hard. Okay, I'll boost my prices up hard. When I had the thing that was working, all I needed to do was say, hey, VA, can you double the emails? I went, yeah. I'm going to charge 15K. Zero sales for 6 months.
So you stuck to the 15K price point for 6 months?
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to do it until it works. And then I came so close to running out of money that I was getting headaches every single day. Then came that kind of do or die moment where it's like, I perform well under pressure in business. I need to make the money. This is how I'm going to do it. And then I had a 14K month. It was 5 months and I made $500 on the fifth month. That's all I did for 5 months. And then I just switched up, you know, after going, because I was in your program while this was happening. I just started it.
Right.
Like while this was happening. And then by the time I finished RM, maybe 2 weeks later, I kind of had that click, because it takes a while sometimes, right? There's a delay period.
Yeah.
And I had the click and it was just like, you know, I had a record month and I was like, God, I was right. You know, I was totally just in my own way.
So the problems we were struggling with, that's what I'm trying to like narrow down. Sales anxiety was a major one. Shiny object syndrome, you know, trying out different strategies and, you know, always looking for the next thing to do.
Confidence.
That's the one. How did the lack of self-belief affect your business? Like, how are you seeing direct impact that you can pinpoint and say, hey, this, the inability for me to move forward was caused by this lack of self-belief?
I think it was more of like, it wasn't that I couldn't move forward. It was that I was moving forward at like a quarter of the pace.
Mm.
Right. So I was like, I had enough confidence to be like, yeah, like I can do 10K a month, you know, later, you know, late next year. If I lock these things in, then I can very realistically expect to see something like, you know, 40 to 50K a month in 100 days. And
wow.
Yeah, and it's just, but it's literally just cold emails, 250 a day instead of 100 a day.
So just doubling what you're doing.
Pretty much, right? Yeah, I mean, my goals are just so much higher because I now believe like 100%, like to me now 100K a month in the next few years is on the lower side because I just believe that I can do it.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but it almost sounds like you're a lot freer now, a lot less bounded now than before. And it seemed like before you felt constrained, you felt held down, you felt limited.
Yes, dude, I now have fun. Dude, okay, so many things are starting to come up. Two things I want to bring them up to you so I don't forget. One, now I'm having fun in my business again. And two, my attachment to money was bar none. It was insane. And so I'll touch on the having fun thing.
Yeah.
Actually, no, we'll touch on the money. And then, because the having fun thing is kind of a result of that. Since my attachment to money was so high, it just sucked. My day-to-day sucked. It felt like I was doing it because I had to, because if I didn't achieve X revenue, then I suck. I'm bad at business. I'm not a natural at this. The list goes on. I can't grow. You know, all these guys who are, you know, comparing myself to others was a huge thing too.
Right.
Right. And yep. So, you know, looking around at other guys, like, you know, you're a young guy. I'm like, you know, this guy, when he was my age, he was doing like X dollars a month. And I'm like, oh, you know, like if I'm, you know, if I don't do X dollars a month by the end of, you know, this year, I'm never going to be in his position. And just like, literally just, you know, I read a book, I'm actually in the middle of a book. It's called Relentless, Tim Grover.
Yeah. Good book.
One massive takeaway I took from it was don't think just like that. Cause I was so in my head all the time. But sorry, back to the attachment to money. It was like, it was kind of drilled into my head. Cause when I left school, you know, one of the things my dad was doing is you have to make money. You're out of school now. Right. And that was the only thing I could possibly focus on. I was kind of thinking like, I'm not going to be, for example, like proud of myself until, or I'm not going to feel good until I hit, you know,
not giving yourself permission.
Exactly. Working my business was a chore more than anything. But when I was younger, it was what I would do for fun and work extra hours to do. So what RM helped me with was getting that back. So now it's fun. Now I'm focused on doing the thing instead of being in my head all the time and having these confidence issues. And it's, I'm in flow state, like, you know, 95% of my workday or more now, and I'm working like 12 hours a day. 2 years ago, I didn't have any schedule and I probably worked 3 hours a day. And so, you know, RM was on kind of the tail end of that. I was probably doing as I set up accountability with a friend, but I was probably doing like 7 to 8 hours a day when I started RM. Now I'm up to 12. Yesterday I did 12 and a half. So
12 and a half, what, like hours of
hours
complete focus?
Well, 12 and a half hours, call it 2 hours of breaks, because I took lunch and I took dinner, took a walk, did a workout. So, you know, but a 12 and a half hour day. And that's kind of what I'm doing every day now.
Every day for like 7 days a week?
Five, because I see my girlfriend. I go golfing too. I saw you getting into golf a little bit. Yeah, man.
What's your handicap?
Oh,
Yeah?
No, not very good. Not very good. How about you?
It's high. It's high right now, let's say. I'm working on it.
Now, actually, in the program, crazy thing too, man. Like, I think I might have posted this in the group a while back, but I kid you not, born and raised pessimist for 22 years.
Yeah.
Within 2 weeks of joining RM, I became an optimist.
Really?
Dead serious. And like, you know, I'm not here to say like 180 switch, most positive guy ever. No, right? That's not how it works. And I've had my blips and it takes a long time to improve it.
Yeah.
Because that's just, you know, the reality of things. But I noticed that, damn, you can actually look at the bright side of things intentionally and train your mind to look at the bright side of things as opposed to the dark side of things. And then everything just becomes so much better. You can see the bad. I used to hate people.
Yeah.
Now I'm growing to like people a lot more. Right.
If you hate people, how can you not have sales anxiety? How can you not hate getting on sales calls?
Yeah.
Right. Like that's going to happen. If that's your outlook, if that's what your like focus is in the RAS, it's got to happen.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, I didn't even join knowing that this was going to happen. Like I didn't know that was something that was covered in the program, but the switch was like, it makes perfect sense. You know, I know you've talked about the RAS in one of your videos, and like, that's just such a big thing where you have so, one thing your program taught me is you have so much more control of your mind than you think.
Mm.
Like before my mind controlled me, now I control my mind. And as a result of being able to control my mind, you know, within reason, not being all like tense about it,
yeah.
Right? Like more of like a kind of like a masterful, relaxed kind of control, then you can, you know, that's how the whole manifestation thing happens. And I used to think it was all just buzzwords and stuff, but they're processes.
Right.
Which, you know, RM helped me with a lot.
Yeah, honestly, dude, I'm the biggest skeptic. Like when I got in this space, I was completely skeptical, but I knew there was a truth in all of these things. And I knew that we as human beings have the right to create our own realities, right? So I set about like trying to find out the way that makes the most sense for people like us who are more logical, who like mm-hmm. to analyze every little thing and are more skeptical. What you really pointed out was the thing we talked about initially was your way of thinking, how it changed, your focus changed. As a result of your core focuses changing, the side effects of the self-sabotage, and this is what I'm seeing, the side effect that is the lack of confidence, the lack of self-belief, the side effect that is sales anxiety, all of those things change because your fundamental focus and your outlook on reality has changed. And that is what we call in reality mastery, the identity. Your self-view and your worldview, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you could like point out one or two big things that you thought made the biggest difference for you from the program, one or two big principles, what would you say they would be?
Probably, I know one of them would be the concept of excess potential. Because one thing that works for me really well, scaring myself out of bad habits. And that helped me realize that, you know, having this attachment to money is causing me to not make money. And yeah. I was like, I can't do that. That's the opposite of what I'm trying to do. So excess potential was a really big thing for helping me on that side of things.
For new viewers, what is excess potential? How would you describe it?
So I'm a little rusty on the material, so correct me if I'm a little unclear on this. But in short, it's like putting too much importance on something, like my importance on money or how my attachment to money, how I was putting that money on a pedestal. That actually acts like back ends of a magnet and causes repulsion from you and the thing.
Right. Exactly that, right? Like you're creating an imbalance in the world because you're saying I'm here and this thing is here. And because of the different levels of importance attributed to these two things, nature now wants to create that balance again. It wants to bring everything level. And how nature brings everything level is by the path of least resistance, which is either by taking you really far away from it to the point where you give up on it, or actually giving you the thing. It's easier for nature to take you away from it. It's kind of like, you know, you have a crush on a girl, you put her on a pedestal, and then every time you try to talk to her, she seems disinterested because she feels your neediness until eventually you give up on the idea of being with her and then balance restored.
I guess two other ones would be these would be concepts that kind of helped, maybe not takeaways as much, but the RAS, I guess just the RAS, because I was going to talk about confirmations, but they're kind of together.
Yeah.
That I use to this day. It may seem from the outside like some weird mystical thing, but it's just the way I view the program is from a psychological perspective, and it's right. Just a process, right? And you give a very, very clear, you know, A to B, here's how you're here, here's where you want to be, here's how to close the gap between these two things, whether it's the confidence or the shiny object syndrome or whatever. And it may not be as direct as here's a shiny object syndrome tutorial, but here are the core things that are going to solve that shiny object syndrome.
It's interesting you mention that, because it all gets tied into that same core principle, right? If I keep viewing myself the same way as I've already always viewed myself, and I keep viewing my world as I've always viewed myself, then these would be the natural consequences. So I guess what I'm trying to ask is, how do you think your self-view and your worldview has changed from where you were before at 4K a month and where you are at right now at 25K a month?
I think before I saw myself as more on the incapable side of the spectrum, okay, as opposed to the capable side. I had a pretty negative view of myself because I was like, it's so simple. Why can't you just do this? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with me?
Constantly, right? Belittling yourself, putting yourself down, self-criticism.
Yeah, because it was just like, you know, it's so clear. Like, it's so easy. And I also I was like, it has to be more complicated than that, right? So that was one of the kind of mindsets I struggled with. Just thinking, because I'm not doing the thing, you're bad at business, you're not going to make it. You know, you're never going to make those numbers that guy's making. It's not going to be possible. You know, I just didn't think that I had what it took, but it turns out it's more nurture rather than nature, and you can change it. So now I have these goals that are crazy to me. Like I didn't expect, you know, to be aiming for this stuff that fast. It's just so, so simple now. And I'm just not in my way. I don't really think. I just do the work now, instead of being stuck in my head all day.
Things are just so simple now. That's like, you know, simple, that feeling of simplicity happens when there is just crystal clarity. Clarity, like, you don't need confidence if you're clear on something, right? Like, what's the need for confidence if you're fully clear on where you want to go and what you got to do to get there? It's only when you're uncertain, and that uncertainty or that block feeling that you're feeling is that other self that keeps getting in your way, that voice, that inner voice, which was a lot more alive back then. How would you say the quality of your inner conversations, like the things you used to say to yourself, the thoughts and the doubts and the fears that you had back then? What are the predominant thoughts then, and what are they now?
What were the predominant thoughts to myself then? A whole lot of that. Why aren't you doing this? Why can't you do this? Why can't you make this work? It was just negative, negative, negative. Like, looking at why I'm not growing, as opposed to looking at how to grow.
Right.
And how I can grow, right? And making that shift, man, like, that was everything. Again, it didn't happen overnight. Being able to more consciously look at things like this, I could make that shift. But today, the inner conversations are, if I have a negative thought, I can catch myself very easily, and think. And I don't even really have many negative thoughts like that anymore. It's just sometimes I may think, oh, like, why is that guy there and I'm here, right? I use that as a trigger, and then I catch myself and think, well, what is he doing that I'm not? And then it becomes, here's how to grow, or how can I grow? How can I get to that point? Why am I not at that point? And it spirals, right? It's like, it's exponential in both directions. So you just need to choose which direction you want to go exponentially in.
Back then, the questions you were asking yourself were, why can't I do it? Now you're asking yourself, how can I do it?
Yep.
So the assumption that you make is changing, right? Like, so back then, the assumption that you made is, I can't do it. And then there is a frustration and a rebellion. Why can't I do it? Why am I not good enough? When you ask yourself, why am I not good enough? you're assuming I'm not good enough and you're trying to fight that. And that's good, right? In a sense, that's good because it's better than I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for anything. That's apathy. So there's like there's different stages to this.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's almost like you've seen a progressive change in your level of consciousness. You've gone from anger, frustration, fear, to now more courage, joy, reason. It's like, this is what David R. Hawkins talks about in like levels of, he has this like vibrational chart.
Yep,
are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've seen that in the program, right?
Yeah.
So I guess, what are the tools that you felt throughout the program that's made this, like this change? Because, you know, you were a, like fundamentally, you were a different person back then. When you talk about pessimism and looking at the dark side of things and how you hate people and how there's, everything's just so difficult, to now how things are so much lighter and simpler and they just naturally happen by themselves. What tools do you think helped you make that transition?
So this may not be the correct answer exactly. In terms of my learning style, the way that it's laid out totally appeals to me. I just like, you know, would write notes on everything, watch the videos, listen, whatever. But also the action items were huge. I mean, you have to do in order to develop, you know, it's not like you watch the course and then it happens. But if you do everything in the course and you do it thoroughly, you're going to experience insane change. I made good friends with a couple people. Like one guy's a NASA engineer, another guy's like a performance coach. And now we just talk all the time. And these are like two guys that think just like me. One of us, we set up an accountability thing where we set tasks that we want to do or habits that we want to develop, and we make, you know, bets on them, right? It's like, if you miss one of these 14 things this week, you owe me $50, right? And we play this game constantly. And now we're doing a thing where we're doing a 30-day challenge for a $1,000 wager. So he's got to post 30 YouTube videos in 30 days. I've got to do my my grueling manual outreach for 30 days. And if one of us misses a single day, it's, we owe the other guy $1,000.
Big gamblers.
Yeah.
I don't promote gambling in this community, by the way, just letting it be known. You've become a completely new person. You went from 4K a month to 25K a month. What's next?
Well, 100, but I ultimately want to go like pretty far. Like next year, I want to hit my first 100K a month for sure. This year, by the end of the year, I want to average like 50K a month roughly. From there, I want to fully automate my business, get it to a point where either it just plain makes me money and I don't have to do much, or sell it, which I don't know, that would be something I determine there. But just get this cash cow up and running, mm-hmm. Or cash flow business rather, up and running, getting people good results, you know, enjoying the process as opposed to, you know, fighting all the time.
Fantastic. So just to conclude, I mean, if you were to talk to you 9 months ago, someone who's in your exact same position, they're considering making this investment, what would you say to them?
Just do it, man. Cause I was on a call, with Adam for 2 hours. And I was like, I don't know, dude. I was so skeptical, man. And he's like, dude, like you can talk, like call one of these guys. Like, I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, okay, screw it. Like, I just got to do it. And it's funny, cause one thing he said to me was, you'll thank me in 2 weeks. And then that happened. Right. Cause I was just like, it just paid off. So, if you just do what's in there and you're serious about it, you're set.
Any closing remarks, anything you'd like to share with the viewers?
Don't think.
Just do.
Exactly.
Awesome, man. Evan, thank you so much for joining us. This was really valuable. Good insight for me as well. I hope you guys found value in this. If you would like to join the program, if you'd like to speak with someone to see if it's a good fit, we work with online business owners, entrepreneurs who are at around 5K a month mark, just like Evan was. And you're seeing that it's not a tactical or strategic problem anymore. It really is a core mindset issue. If you want to level up, then the link for that will be down in the comment section below and also the description below. But otherwise, thank you so much for watching. Till next time. Peace.